Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine others, and I'm reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
In the beginning, there was a beginning. After the beginning, there came some other stuff. And after all that other stuff, there was an ending. And the endings began, and the endings, and the beginnings, and the beginnings, endings, and the middles. And there was a bunch of middles. Bunch of middles in there somewhere, and then a bunch of beginnings, and a bunch more endings. And everybody decided to have some sliced toast. And after the sliced toast came, then the squirrels came. And after the squirrels came, there was an entire onslaught. A huge onslaught. A huge, 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 phlegm-filled, coughing onslaught of disaster, striking fear, terror, the entire disharmony of existence, crapped and rolled into an entirely little ball and spat out upon the universe. And that universe then said, hey, look at that little ball of angry things. And that ball got a name. That name we don't know because they didn't ever bother to tell us what that name was. And that name continued to go round and round and round and round and round and round. Beginning, middle, end. Beginning, middle, end. Sometimes there was a middle before the beginning, and sometimes an ending before the middle. And sometimes before the middle, there was even a beginning and then a middle. And that got really confusing for the squirrels. Because the squirrels kept looking for us like, where's my nuts? They kept looking for their nuts. And all the nuts are all over the place and saying, hey, we had nuts here. Where did they go? We know they were here. We saw them. We recorded them. We took pictures of it. They're on our Instagram. By the way, if you go to Instagram at Afterrot, AFTERROT, as I start kicking my butt into gear, there'll be more stuff there. But those squirrels, they said, I has pictures. The pictures were there. We don't know where those squirrels went to. They were just gone. Like some magical, theoretical thing that just whoosh, took it away. And then the squirrels got angry and they organized and they developed a unionized common front of commonly interested squirrels. And these squirrels, we don't know what their names were. I think their names were Betty, Betsy, Bobby, and Bingo. I don't know why Bingo, because he had the biggest bingo. And I don't want to read any more into that than that, because that is as far as I want to go with that. But Betsy and Betty and Bob and Bingo gathered together their crew of very upset squirrels that were still concerned about the current whereabouts of wherever the heck their nuts were. It was some big deal business for them. They really, really, really wanted to know what the heck happened to their nuts. Because, well, I would want to know as well if that was my primary food staple going on and just up and disappearing like that something. That's kind of odd. It's kind of particular. It's even a little pernicious. And other P words that start with P and then have other hard consonant P type letters in there. It's just one of those things. It goes, it goes, it comes, it goes, it goes, it comes, it comes, it comes, it goes, it goes, it goes, and it's all a big round red circle that just keeps rolling around, making more of that ball of angry squirrels and their nuts, which they still can't find. So, Bob, Betsy, Betty, and Bingo decided to get everybody together, round up the entire set of troops, and go on a major war. I don't know, it was probably going to be some other kind of word besides that, but war came out first. So, they decided to get their entire group together, sealed their deals, put together their concentration of conflict, and started marching to war against everything else, because they figured that everything else had probably one of those things, at least one of them. They couldn't figure out pinpoint which one, but at least one of those other things in the world decided to take their nuts. And they were furious. They were fuming. They were spitting mad, hopping and jopping and other words that rhymed with opping as well, because I can't really remember any more other ones like that off the top of my head as I keep going with this particular spin. They then took out an advertisement in a newspaper. Nobody listened to it. It was like, what the heck, man? We offered good money here. We got gold, we got coin, we got platinum. We got gold-pressed bars of platinum. And they just still wouldn't get a response on what was going on with their nuts. So, they continued that particular series of interactions, moving forward into an ever-expanding mass of possibilities, of potentials, of things just sort of patter-pitter, patter-pitter, patter-patter, pitter-pitter, even a little bit of chitter-chatter. And I think some of the other stuff got a little tattered. But In the end, there was still no end, and it was still a middle, and they kept going, and they kept going and finding and searching and fighting everything they could find, and they couldn't find anything that could give them the answers to what happened to their nuts. So they kept scratching their heads and wondering, what the hell, man? What the hell? Like, seriously, where did our knuckings futs go to find? Where? What? So they even reached out to the intellectual world of the fictional universe and said, Uatu! And Uatu said, yeah, I can't talk to you guys. You know, I'm not allowed to interact with you like things and people and stuff and whatever. And they said, that does not matter now. What happened to our nuts? I can't tell you. And they said, well, why? Why can't you tell us? And he said, because you're not going to like it. What do you mean we're not going to like it? We already don't like it. We don't have our nuts. Where did our nuts go? We want our nuts. We want our nuts. They all joined in. We want our nuts. We want our nuts. We want our nuts. Where are our nuts? Give us our nuts. Tell us where our nuts are, Uatu. And Uatu looked at them and was like, well, if you really want to know, the monkeys ate them. And the squirrels were like, what? And there was complete, utter chaos amongst the ranks of the squirrels. And the squirrels were like, those damn dirty people things, what the heck happened? Why did they eat their nuts? They just lost it. And then the monkeys came by and said, we didn't eat them. What? Uatu's lying. He's a lying Uatu. But Uatu is not allowed to lie. He's like the watcher. He's not supposed to say bad things or wrong things or whatever. And Uatu's like looking, it's like, yeah, well, I didn't say them. I just said the monkeys. You know, hey, nah, 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 we're the monkeys. The band. They ate your nuts. Well, wait. Where are they now? Well, a couple of them are no longer with us. But I think Mickey's still around. Yeah. Just go on the internet. Look him up. You can find him. He's around. He's in that movie. What movie? Yes, what movie? Oh, I know what movie it was. It was that one, it was like Megapython versus Gatoroid. Yeah. And it was like him and like Debbie Gibson and Tiffany. I think we're alone now. It did. Yeah, that thing. So, and then Uatu said, he's still alive. Go get him. And there was like, Human? Human. I don't know if we can do Human. What are we supposed to do? Like, kind of, like, gather together as a big... we could do, like, the meat cluster squirrel giant mega thing. We're like, yes, let's do that. So they all got together and they banded together. They all grabbed their little hands together and all the fluffy little tails and their tiny little teeth together and they banded together and they started rolling. Big pile of squirrels rolling, getting bigger, picking up all those squirrels. The entire army clustered into this entire giant rolling ball of squirrels, which just gathered together, and when they all got on together, and they're all crawling about, and it's like wiggling and wriggling and shriggling and doing all these other weird things. It's kind of like moving together, and it's like, it's really creepy when you look at that kind of thing, because it's like, it's a layer of odd little fleshy bits just sort of like climbing all over the place. And then a strike of lightning going pa-cow and struck the giant ball of squirrels, and they transmuted into a giant fluffy really pissed off kind of squirrel. And that squirrel, it wasn't taking no for an answer. It wanted to know where all the gosh darn nuts went to, and it left Uatu. And Uatu said, see ya. You guys have fun now. Don't do anything crazy now, because, you know, that's crazy. Don't do that. So, squirrels kept moving on. And their giant squirrel form. Form of the Destructor has been chosen. A giant, mega, fluffy squirrel. Background music was playing in the background. It was like, the squirrel looked around and was like, what the hell is that guy smoking over there doing that shit? It's like, what? So, they went off in search of the Mickey to find where were their nuts. They had no idea where to search. So they started high, they started low, they started in the middle. And they started at the beginning, they started at the ending. They didn't really know which way to start and really begin and get going with what they were trying to do. So, they tried an alternative. They got a hold of a couple of humans and said, hey, humans. And the human said, yeah, giant squirrel? what can we help you with? And it's like, we're trying to find this guy, Mickey. Okay, which one? He was a monkey. Oh, Watu said he was in this movie, what the hell was it? Mega Python versus Gatoroid. It had like Debbie Gibson and Tiffany in it. Oh, I know that movie. I watched it. It was stupid and funny, but it's like it was really funny and kind of part of an entire group of other weird movies. And they like, we don't care about that. We want to know where he is because we think he stole our nuts. Wait, you think Mickey took your nuts? Yes, that's what Uatu said. I think he might have steered you wrong on that one. What do you mean? I don't think he could actually steal all of your nuts, because that would be an awful lot of nuts to cater around, to cart around, harry around, whatever you want to call it. Well, who else would have stolen all of our nuts? I don't know. I can try and search on the internet for you if you like. I mean, if that will help. I mean, I'm happy to help, giant mega squirrel with a weird music score going in the background. Yes, yes, yes. Do that, human. Human, go and check that thing you just called. I don't know what it was called. You called something. Interbets? Interpets? Interlets? Internets. Yes, yes, yes. Do that. Call up the little secret keycap thingies, whatever, because I see your little keyboard there. I know what you weird-ass humans do on things with the computers, right? It's like, no, we don't all do that. That's balderdash. What is balderdash? It's an expression. It means, like, not really quite 100% true. Might be a little bit of element to it, but not really all of it. Shut up, human. Look up the internet and find us where our nuts are. All right, okay, no problem. Let's do some of that. See, I'm typing on the keyboard. I'm going to find your nuts. Where are all the nuts? The squirrels want to know, where are all the nuts? Actually, I'm now going to really type that in and see if there is an actual answer on the internet. It helps to spell properly. Because, you know, it could be an interesting response. Because, yeah, I just put it into Ask Leaves, and they said, okay, that's where it is. And they came up with a couple of interesting reports. But apparently squirrels like to sort their nuts. Huh, interesting. Why do squirrels bury their nuts? Because they want to be able to find them again left over, because other squirrels... They said, what? Other squirrels? Yeah, apparently other squirrels like to steal nuts. What are you talking about? Other squirrels like to steal nuts? Yeah, that's kind of a thing, isn't it? It's like, you know, when birds have eggs, they lay them in the nest, and it's something else. I don't know what you're talking about. We don't do that. I know nothing. I'm just like guy in the computer, and I'm doing stuffs here, and it's like, that's it. That's all I know. I can't do much more than that, I tell you. So you're saying, Uman, that other squirrels may have stolen our nuts? Yes, that's what the internet says. The internet says that other squirrels steal squirrels' nuts from other nuts, and acorns and walnuts and stuff. But red squirrels, they don't. Red squirrels keep their nuts in a different way. But gray squirrel, what are you guys, gray, red, brown, blue? We are the Mega Squirrel. And Mega Squirrel says we want some Mega Nuts. Well, okay, I could tell, okay. Sure, let's go for the largest repository of nuts. Of nuts. Yes, that sounds like a good thought there, human. It doesn't really say where the biggest... Massachusetts has a lot of nuts. What? Where is Massachusetts? That way? That way? Yeah, that way. How far that way? Couple of 1,000 kilometers? What is a kilometer? Dude, you're in Canada, man. It's like kilometers. That's how we measure things. It's like 1.609 miles. It's that way. Well, that's where it says is the largest repository of nuts. I don't know if that's true or not, but it says there's a lot of them there. Maybe, actually, you know what? There's probably a spot here nearby. Let me get some more keys here and see what I can do, and I can find you some more nuts. Okay, so you want to look for a Canada company called Planters. Planters. What is that? They put a lot of nuts in packages and sell them to other creatures. Creatures? Yeah, like hundreds of creatures, like bears. Bears don't eat nuts. What do you know? They might. No, I don't think bears eat nuts. What about pandas? Pandas eat nuts. Pandas, another kind of bear. They don't eat nuts. Snakes? Snakes do not eat nuts. They eat squirrels. Wait a second. So if there's a mega squirrel, what if there's a mega... Don't speak about the mega python. That was the movie that the Mickey Dolenz was in. We're not talking about mega pythons. We are talking about mega nuts. We want nuts. We want nuts. Where are the nuts? Where are the Okay, man, you don't need to go get all aggro about it. It's like, dude, relax, chill. I'm going to try and find you some nuts. Let's see. What is the best place in Canada for nuts? Well, apparently, going nuts? I don't know. I don't think I want to look at that. No, I don't think we want to look at that either. Well, apparently nuts are good for people. What do you mean they're good for people? Nuts are for squirrels, not for people. Yeah, well, apparently they're good because it's like real protein and things and stuff. And, okay, let's hit this. We're going to the internets and a spot on the internet to see where is a good place to find nuts. Oh, apparently there's lots of kinds of nuts. There are about 20 edible nut species native to this country. Most of them are found in the Great Lakes St. Lawrence area. Ooh, that's pretty close. It's like just around the corner over there. You could just like run around over there. We just came from over there. There were no nuts. Somebody stole them all. Oh, okay. That's odd. That's just like wanky. I don't know how to say that otherwise, but there should be like lots of nuts over in there according to the internet. Hazelnuts. What else here? American beech nut. I'm not familiar with that one, but I'm sure you guys might eat it. I can't help but laugh at this one, guys. You know, this name is actually pretty funny. Shagbark hickory. I'll leave that one alone as it is. Feller, you guys nuts, squirrels, guys. There's just butternuts. Those ones I know about. Oak nuts. Interesting. American chestnuts. White bark pine. There should be more. It said there was 20, but it only listed 5. What the heck, man? Those guys lied. You should probably take it. We don't care. We want to know where the nuts are. Huh. That's probably about the best I had on the nuts. So, squash! The squirrels got angry, so they squashed that human and his computer. And everything went patoom. And then that was the end of that whole segment of the story. Thank you.
fall.
You only understand the language of the soul.
What if I were to tell you to leave me and my beloved ones in peace?
But you only understand the language of the soul.
I let the blade in attack.
So my tongue shall become iron.
My words though might endure or a war.
Revealing my divine anger's arrows shall strike
all action for the good of all.
My reflection in your eyes.
My new age has just begun.
Sword is soft.
The fire of the furnace.
It hungers to be hit.
And wants to have 100 sisters.
In the coldest state of their existence.
Amen, that's the maddest.
In the morris of the red rain.
Beloved brother enemy.
I sing my soul song for you.
The lullaby of obliteration.
So I can wake up with a smile.
Bliss in my heart.
And bliss in my heart.
Bliss in my heart.
Existence, conflict, combat.
Defestation, regeneration, transformation.
That is the best I can do for you.
I see a great loom on the horizon.
Promises of powerful sun to rise.
There's no fire, no.
It will make the old fires of purification, purification.
Look like dying embers.
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 Was a lovely little tune by a band that I believe pronounced, and I'm probably going to mess the crap out of it because it's a language that I don't speak, Heilung Leifa. Song I believe is called Kriegsgalder, or actually that's where I believe it was performed live. This is a group of people who are singing in Proto-Germanic, and it's some real method kind of cool artistic music and performance art. It's nifty. If you get the opportunity, look it up. I'm sure there's many ways to look it up, but if you just want, ping me on the After Rock Instagram or on the Facebook. I will share you the link. I have shared it before on my Facebook. I like these guys. I like their music. It's kind of weird, and I think they look neat. and it looks fun. And that is ultimately the only way to really go about life, right? Have fun. Don't worry and get up all hang up about anything else. Just have some fun. So, that being all that, we're going to move into the special part of today's show, which, as I may have mentioned, may not have. Oh, wait, I didn't mention it yet in the show. Whoa, it's googly parts, googly parts, googly parts, googly parts. This part of the show is going to be about my favorite show this year so far. And if you have followed me on the Facebooks, like you should, I haven't mentioned anything about this on the Instagram, because I'm still trying to get into that game. It's kind of a weird mix of, hey, post a picture. Okay, people like it. Great, now what? Silence. Oh, post another picture. Yeah, great, more people like it. Okay, it's kind of a quirky little environment world. Not much in the way of interaction goes on there. I guess some people do just like, love, like, don't like, pass, 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 pass the duchy from the... I'm not going to go there either because zombie don't do that. So, today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about a lovely little show. Oh, and by the way, in case anybody is wondering, yeah, EW is not going to be able to join us today because he had to go take care of some stuff. So he's not here tonight. So I'm doing this solo. Solo, you can bet the ants are scraping up the remains off the bottom of the ground to go and shadow in whatever they call as a lifestyle in their little ant holes downstairs underneath in the ground. You know, it's like they have, there's probably more ants on this planet than there are people that will ever be on this planet. Actually, I think there's probably more ants in that one ant hill that they were talking about. I saw this one National Geographic special there a while ago, but all these ants in the middle of Africa with this whole huge network of things, is like there's probably more ants in that ant hill than there is all the people in the freaking world. That's a really big freaking ant hill. But moving back on, Stranger Things season 3. I have to say, I love this season. This season was awesome. It carried on. It was definitely better than season 2, and I enjoyed season 2, but I enjoyed season 3 way better. Now, I'm going to try and do this without spoilers. That's going to be hard. So here is your warning right off the bat. There are some spoilers. Oh, and if you really want to get a good giggle, go to my Facebook, Zombie Zach, Zombie underscore Zach, Z-A-K, for America, Z-E-K, Z-A-K. I can't really say that properly because it's just not the right way to say it in Canada, because, you know, it's Z. It's a hard Z. Why? Just because that's the way it's supposed to be. I'm just going to keep it there and leave it like that and keep moving on. So on the Facebook, a lovely little video was shared and I was like, laughed my ass off. It's basically a redo version of Magnum P.I. as Hopper P.I. because Hopper is the sheriff in the town in Stranger Things, and he's kind of a goofball. And this trailer is awesome. Check it out, watch it, funny, laugh, share it, do all of that stuff. So let's begin with the rundown on Stranger Things season 3. By the way, I heard a little rumor just recently, I think it was yesterday, I haven't really checked into it yet, but the rumor is as this follows, that apparently season 4, comes out probably about a year from now, will be the final season of Stranger Things, which, when I thought about that when I first thought, I was like, well, that kind of makes sense, because, you know, they're mostly, the cast is all a bunch of kids, and it's like, I'm pretty sure that within this year and next year, they're going to have these growth spurt things, you know, like adolescence, that's what happens, kids grow up, right? Check, remember Bran in Game of Thrones is like, hey, he looks like a young kid here, and it's like, all of a sudden he looks like a teenager. What? Double shake, it's too bad you can't see me when I do this. One of these days, maybe I will hook up a video camera, and you can see what crazy things I do with my hands as I'm talking about the stuff, because it's like, oh, shake the hands up in the air, jazz hands, you know, that go pew, 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 but whatever else that goes along with those things. But that's all that. So, Stranger Things Season 3. So, very beginning, right off the bat, Episode 1, we just have more reasons to not like Billy. Woohoo! Billy is such a... what's the proper word here that I can use? You know, there's a whole plethora of choices that I could use. It really would succinctly and effectively and quite adroitly announce and describe Billy. Let's put it this way. Billy's a dick. And that's pretty much his character. Who needs a real character building elements to that or whatever? He's that guy. And that's him perfectly in this first episode. Chapter 1, Susie, do you copy? Oh, wait. Yes, I am going to do some spoilers. Ha 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 ha. I lied when I said there weren't. I was going to try not to. Because I am going to try not to give you away the good stuff. Just the little bitty stuffs. So, after a year of all the young people being away and different things, people have gone and it's back. Time to get together again. So we've got our regular crew of kids doing their normal stuff. And it's like, okay, they've stuck around. But Dustin went off to summer camp. And he met friends. Or so he says. Who really knows? Because how can you really tell? I mean, it's a story. It's like you really don't know. So, episode one, we have him back. And he refers to having met a young girl on his travails. Hotter than Phoebe Cates, I believe, was the expression that he used in the show. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That's what that is. So I'm amazed about the, call it the portable radio system he had. It's like, big heavy bag. Okay, put this 6-foot-up antenna, put this whole stuff out here and all like that in the back of the farmer's field. It's like, Susie, do you copy? Susie, do you copy? Over and over and over. They got some of this humor that's like in their layered, and it's like, oh, you know, that joke was funny the first second you said it, but then you keep going 50 times more. Susie, do you copy? And you want to think, what? It's funny. Moving on. So, then we move on to episode 2, which is called The Mall Rats, which I laughed my ass off when I saw the episode name because I'm thinking, hey, didn't that guy make that show, that movie? What was his name? I don't remember. Let me guess. Now, if you said Kevin Smith, you'd be right. That movie, you know, Mall Rats. It was a fun movie back in that day when it was like, what was it, 1995. Now, probably got nothing to do whatsoever with the Stranger Things show, but it amused the crap out of me when I saw it. So, moving on to that episode. So, what we have is we get introduced to a lovely new character by the name of Robin, played by, and I cannot go fast enough on this, so that's why it's right there, Maya Hawke, who is apparently the daughter of Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman. And she is very talented, quite a good actress. I really enjoyed her acting in this show. But moving on, so we get introduced to her, we get introduced to a bunch of other people, and there's all this other fun stuff going on. And it's just building the storyline. So we find out what happened to Billy. Billy has, interestingly enough, gone down a very dark path. A very, 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 very dark path. And we're not quite sure yet what's going to happen to Billy. But we're going to find out later on, aren't we? Chapter 3, The Case of the Missing Lifeguard. So, Billy did some bad things. We don't know what. You don't know what. You're going to find out when you watch the episode, because that's what you're going to do. You're going to watch the episode, because I recommend it highly that everybody should watch this show. Chapter 4, The Sauna Test. Now the gang has decided that they're going to try and get together and try and capture and reduce, oh wait, the bad thing that has been plaguing the town both before in season 1 and 2 and now in season 3. A variation of the same idea has become a part of the show. And it's fun as shit. So one of the things that they've introduced in both the first 4 episodes is the Starcourt Mall, which is supposed to be a new thing. And in the 80s, malls were a big thing. I was like the beginning of that whole culture thing is like where, hey, we don't hang out in town now. We go hang out at the mall. I was like bright colors and neon and fluorides and all these other god-awful. I thought they were gaudy and tacky at the time. I grew up in the 80s. Well, actually before the 80s. But I experienced the 80s as they were. I was not a big mall fan. I like malls now more because it's a nice place to walk and you just walk around and do stuff and whatever. But back then, not my thing. But, fun fact, the Starcourt Mall featured in the show is actually Gwinnett Place Mall at 2100 Pleasant Hill Road in Duluth. And I think for the most part, most of this show was filmed in Georgia, the state of various other places in and around, you know, Jackson, all sorts of places there. Go and look it up on the internet. You can find that stuff. It's really neat to look that information up. I just did, and I just closed that window so I could move back to over here. So, chapter 4. We are starting to find that even Eleven has limits on her abilities, and we're going to find even more. So we're going to dig out more stuff, because Nancy, I like Nancy. Nancy was fun. She, and yes, I am going to segue like a weird snake person just jumping between things and things. So Nancy, I don't know why I'm mistaken on this thing, but that's what I did. Nancy has become a reporter at a budding newspaper in the local town. And apparently, they don't like little girls in the newspaper company. It's all a bunch of old guys running the show, and it's like, that's not cool, man. Give the kid a shot. But no, they're going to basically laugh at her, make fun of her, and then she becomes determined to stick it out and try and find this story. Which is cool, because I like how they structured the season. We have the one-set story coming on over here. We have the one-set story going on over here. Then we have Hopper's story going on over here with, you know I'm terrible at names, right? Because it's just Joyce. Their story is going on over here. And then we have the other kids over here. And this whole thing just sort of works. You got a little bit of story going on here, a little bit of story going on there, a little bit of story going on there. And then it all just sort of works together. And it comes into a neat little wrap-up package and say, ooh, that was just neat. So, moving past, we have Chapter 5 called The Flayed. Now, if you're not familiar with, it's a large portion of the show is based on Dungeons & Dragons elements. And the Mind Flayer, which they make many notes of in both previous seasons, and it's a big part of this season. The Flayed, ooh, it's so much fun that I don't want to tell you a single bit about it until you watch it yourself. Ha 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 ha. You can find out that the Mind Flayer is gaining strength in this episode and determined to take over the world and kill everything. At least it's pretty much guaranteed what it's trying to do, because that's kind of the basis of the first season when they came from the other side of the universe. Sorry, the other parallel universe coming through. Chapter 6, E Pluribus Unum. That's some Latin. Look that shit up. Now we find out, wait a second, what the hell is with the Russians doing in this town? I really want to know, how the hell did they get an entire Russian army into the middle of the United States in the 80s? That's just like crazy shit. But that storyline is layered in throughout the whole show as well. Remember, I did say there were spoilers. Chapter 7, called The Bite. I'm not going to tell you what the bite is. I'm not going to tell you who gets bitten. I'm not going to tell you who bites whom and what they do with the bite and whether or not it's gory or not so gory. But it is amusing. It amused the crap out of me. Oh, and I have to mention that another character that I really enjoyed so far in this show is called Erica. She is basically, oh, what the heck is his name? Caleb's sister? Where is she? Priya Ferguson is her name. I think she's not very old. She's pretty young, and she's playing like a... I think she's 14 in the show, and in real life, I believe, is approximately not even mentioned whatsoever on her IMDb page. So, she's pretty young. But, she's hilarious. There's two lines that I absolutely love and will repeat incessantly, and if you don't know the context, it makes it even more funnier. First one. Child endangerment. Now, you have to watch the show to get that one. And, more than likely, my other phrase that I will use and have spread far too much on the interwebs already, on Facebook and stuff, is life. Ice cream. Ice cream for life! Once you see the show, you'll actually enjoy it and get laughing. Now, I don't know if you know, remember Sean Austin? Bob? He passed away in season 2. So sad, so sad. Looked like he was going to survive the end. It's like, oh yeah, look, they get together. And it's like, spam, out of nowhere. Oh, no, he's a goner. He has a couple of flashback scenes. Very tasteful, very tasteful. It's all good. Wait a sec. What did I misforgotten something. I did. I completely forgot. Oh, wait, there was a couple of other episodes yet to go. The last episode is called The Battle of Starcourt. And as IMDb calls it down here, terror reigns in the food court when the Mind Flayer comes to collect. But down below, in the dark,
The future of the world is at stake. Mwahahaha. They don't put in the mwahahaha part. I put in that because I think it's funny and additive to the entire global thing. So, the other couple of things that I wanted to mention. One, on the final episode, watch into the credits, right to the end of the credits. There is a hidden scene there, so be sure to watch that. Two, yeah, I'm not going to share this one. I'm going to leave this one as a you have to find it because it was some funny shit between. Dustin and where is Susie? And Susie. Interesting, amusing interaction between the two in the very final episode. Apparently, a lot of people said they cried when they read when they watched that part of the episode, and it's just like, oh, but I laughed my ass off, so it was great. Watch it, enjoy it, totally get into it. It's awesome. I can't say enough good things about the show. I am looking forward to season 4, how they wrap up the storyline. I always kind of thought season 1, oh, that's good. That's a good ending. It ended well there. Season 2, oh, yeah, look at that. That was a good ending, too. That finishes, wrapped up the story. Season 3, yeah, it's a really good ending. It's like, oh, wait, but there's more. Oh, okay, cool. So I'm looking forward to it. I think you all should be looking forward to it, too. So with that in mind, then we're going to go and do this. And that was Judas Priest off their new latest album, Firepower, a song called Spectre. Why did I pick that particular song? Well, you know, Spectre's about dead things and whatever. And one of the brand new comic books coming out this week is The Spectre in Detective Comics, done by the artist Kyle Holt. Awesome artwork. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Can't say enough about that either, because, you know, I'm kind of crazy that way. I like art. I like a lot of stuff. I'm going to share the world, the wealth of the brightness that I can bring to bear from the bottom of my soul out to the outreaches of every other something, something, something that rhymes with soul. Coal. Mole. Pole. Dole. Toll. And we'll just roll with it. So, in the same theme as Stranger Things, I love strange facts. And I have found a nice big-ass list. I'm going to clarify that. It's a large list of random facts that are stranger than fiction. And I am going to spew some of that information at y'all. Because that's what we do here in the Afterrod Studios. We have weird information, and we like to share, because sharing is caring. Remember, go to the Instagrams, find me, After Rot. One of these days I'll actually explain to you where the name of After Rot came from. Or on the Facebook, zombie_Zach, Z-A-K, or on the Twitter, also ZombieZach. Y'all can find me up there, and I have a hoot and a handy every once in a while. I like to share, and I like it when people share me, because I feel loved and cared and embraced by the joy of the universe. Fun fact, France was still executing people with a guillotine when the first Star Wars film came out. Star Wars premiered in theaters in May 1977. The last execution by guillotine took place September 10th of that year. Harvard University was founded before calculus was derived. Wow. Apparently Harvard was founded in 1636, and calculus wasn't figured out until the 17th century with the work of Gottfried Leibniz, I really can't pronounce his name properly, and Isaac Newton. Oh, sorry, Sir Isaac Newton, because he was a sir. I like this one. Not once in the Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme does it mention that he's an egg. Don't care about that one. Saudi Arabia apparently imports camels from Australia. Hippo milk is pink, and it looks disgusting in this picture, so we'll leave that at that. Now, full name, Barbie. Barbie's real name, full name, proper name, if you'd like to call it, Barbara Millicent Roberts. I don't think I've ever seen a Millicent in a very, very long time. I know I've seen that name before in a movie, but I can't remember any with it. Woody from Toy Story, his full name is Woody Pride. I'm going to leave that one alone as well. And in the same vein, Mr. Clean, his full name is Veritably Clean, which is kind of silly, but whatever. Oh, and the Cookie Monster's real name is Sid. Haha, but you didn't know that. Haha, I didn't know that. And I am a Cookie Monster fan. The heart of a blue whale is so big that a human can swim through its arteries. That's a pretty big freaking heart. Because they got a picture here, and it's like, whoa, people can fit in that. Statistically speaking, a vending machine is twice as likely to kill you than a shark is. The YKK on your zipper stands for Yoshida Kogyo Kabushinkaisha. I'm not going to try saying that one again. Armadillos always give birth to identical quadruplets. Interesting. Here's a good one. Betty White is actually older than sliced bread. Sliced bread was created by Otto Frederick Rowetter, which was done in 1928, and Betty White was born in 1922. Bread had existed just as a loaf before that. Isn't that funny? I like that funny. That funny. That make me funny. I'm going to actually share that on Facebook later tonight. Something about a unicorn here. Strawberries, not a berry, but a banana is? What? Avocados and watermelons are a berry? Well, okay, that's kooky. But, fine. Cool. Here we go. Mammoths went extinct 1,000 years after the Egyptians finished building the Great Pyramid. Nifty. Small population apparently survived until 1650 BC. By that point, Egypt was halfway through its empire, and the Giza pyramids were already 100,000 years old. Sorry, 1,000 years old. Not 100,000, just 1,000. Nintendo was originally founded as a trading card company back in 1889. That's funny, but I'm not going to continue it. If you shrunk the sun down to the size of a white blood cell and shrunk the Milky Way galaxy down using the same scale, it would be about the size of the continental United States. That's a more of a fun fact for us people who like math. And if you don't like math, don't even try and think that one through. Here's a good one. Okay, Jack, if you're listening, this one's for you. Humans share 50% of their DNA with bananas. Who cares? Probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains a molecule of water that also passed through a dinosaur is almost 100%. I like that fact. That's neat. It's interesting. There's a lot of really dumb facts in here, but that's okay. This one I knew. I actually knew this one. This one, I knew it by memory, because I knew it before I even read it here. Honey never spoils. You can still eat 32,000-year-old honey, and you won't die from it. Yeah. There are more stars in space than there are grains of sand on every beach on Earth? Sure, I'll go with that. There is enough water in Lake Superior to cover all of North and South America in 1 foot of water? Probably more so right now because the lakes are all swollen with all this rain that we've had over the springtime. There are more public libraries than McDonald's in the U.S.? I'm glad to hear that because I like to read. An octopus has 3 hearts. I'd heard this before. There's a commercial that plays on the radio here that says that all the time. It's used as part of its thing. That's funny. Boring. Apparently you can't hum while holding your nose. All right. And it rains diamonds on Saturn and Jupiter. Also cool. Interesting. Fun. More fun facts. And as we count down to the end of the show, because you know what? I'm always looking at that handy-dandy little clock sitting right up there. I just wanted to remind everybody that they should come back frequently. The show is on every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, that all depends on where you are. I don't know where you are. If you're listening, great. That's awesome. We love it. Or come and visit us on Facebook. Come and visit us on the Instagram. Come and visit us on the Twitter. We love to hear from you. Thanks everybody in the chat room. Thanks everybody listening to the streams. Thanks everybody else in the entire freaking universe. Have yourself an after-rotten great time.